Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
So, a United States military contractor has attempted to acquire the powerful Pegasus software. For background, the Pegasus software is a piece of software used by spy agencies around the world to access a target's phone, allowing the hacker to read anything on the device and activate cameras and microphones for surveillance. The US contractor L3Harris had the support of US intelligence agencies on the condition that the spyware's ability to hack mobile phones was able to be sold to Five Eyes intelligence partners, which includes New Zealand. Is this software something New Zealand intelligence agencies would be interested in using if L3Harris was able to get their hands on it?
Look, I can't talk about what capabilities our intelligence agencies have and, for that matter, don't have. We don't disclose that because we don't want the people who would do us harm to know what we're doing and how we do it. What I can say is that, you know, I'm satisfied that our agencies have access to a range of technologies and techniques that means that, you know, when they're called upon to deal with the national security threats they have to deal with, whether it's terrorism, espionage, whatever, that they've got the ability to do that.
How close does New Zealand work with Five Eyes partners? Is every process the same across all partners? Like if one country got Pegasus, would all countries have to follow suit?
No, the relationship doesn't work like that. It is intelligence sharing, so there's information is shared, and there's collaboration in particular areas and what have you. But each country has to make its own decisions about what it invests in its services, both in people and technology. But the relationship is very important. It's been an enduring relationship since World War II. But it has a number of different focuses. But just because one country does one thing with their intelligence agencies doesn't mean that for each of the other Five Eyes partners that their countries, you know, do the same thing.
Would a software like this be very handy to counter terrorist threats in New Zealand? Is it in the best interests of New Zealanders' safety to be able to monitor potential threats?
I mean, you want your intelligence agencies to have the right technology to do the right things. That means that they can keep across national security threats and deal with that, and then work with agencies like the police to bring people to book who would otherwise do us harm. But in particular, our agencies, I know, because I deal with them every day, they've got a pretty strict legal framework that they have to operate under. They can't do things without a warrant or exercise specific powers without a warrant. And that's the role I play is in signing off those warrants. So, look, they've got their technology. They've got their various powers. I'm satisfied, and I have to be satisfied, that when they exercise what powers they've got and use the technology they've got, is that it is in accordance with the law. It is proportionate to the threat that they're dealing with. But they have a means of techniques available to them.
Obviously, this does bring up the question, is it morally conscionable to be spying on people? Do you think it's a breach of human rights to target even potential terrorists, computers and phones, even if it does mean stopping attacks?
Yeah, I think that's the challenge in liberal democracies like ours that want to preserve to the greatest extent basic human rights and right to freedom of expression and freedom of movement and freedom of association and all those sorts of things. As against people who behave in ways that would cause harm to others, in some cases, mass harm to others. So there's always a balance. That's why I think it's important for intelligence agencies to have a legal framework that they're operating under, that if they are saying, look, in order to protect us from this threat or this potential threat, we need to intrude upon this person's human rights, that there's a transparent process that goes through to myself as minister and an independent person, a commissioner of warrants, who, when it comes to individual people, the agencies need to have both our signatures before they would embark on the more intrusive powers that they've got.
So obviously you're talking about how you have to sign off warrants before you could sort of spy on specific people. What sort of other processes are in place just to make sure that the privacy and ethical treatment of everyday Kiwis is taken into consideration? Like, is it just you in the process, or are there other people who are sort of checking what you're doing and you're checking what they're doing kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably one of the most important officers is the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security. So every warrant that is signed out, a copy goes to the Inspector General. The Inspector General and his, it's him at the moment, his office, office of about 10 people, they've pretty wide powers to pretty much look at anything that any of the agencies do. Obviously, the nature of their work is that's pretty confidential, but they have the power to pretty much examine anything that the agencies are doing, and they do. They also, you know, they deal with individual complaints as well. If people have had contact with a representative of one of the intelligence agencies and don't think they've been treated properly, then they can take that up with the Inspector General. So that's a pretty powerful office. You then got there's a parliamentary committee called the Intelligence and Security Committee. It's not a strict, like a select committee. It doesn't operate as the sort of under the authority of Parliament. It actually acts under authority of a statute. But the Prime Minister chairs that. There's MPs from both sides of the House, all sides of the House, who sit on that. And they sort of oversee what the agencies are doing. They receive reports from the agency, sort of general reports on activity they've been doing, and examine what those agencies are doing. Jacinda Ardern has broadened the scope of that committee to not just sort of receive reports and look at what the agencies are doing, but actually to focus on some themes relating to national security, so that MPs from all sides of the House are getting equivalent information on the sorts of things that pose national security threats.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire.